This is the Standard Podcast, the eye-opening experience for your ears.
สวัสดีครับผมบิ๊กบุญและคุณกำลังฟังคำนี้ดีพอดแคสต์สะสมศัพท์กันวลนิดภาษาอังกฤษแข็งแรงThis is comedy featuring. My name is Vic, and welcome to the show. So there's this saying, which I can't help but think it's very appropriate to our guest situation today. And the saying goes like this: If you want something done right, do it yourself. Which that's just me. I'm not even sure that it's actually the case. We'll find out on this episode. So she's a friend, a familiar face. Of the standards. She's been on our show for several times, even mainly talking about mental health and empathy, which is her expertise, one of many, I might add. But today we're not talking, not specifically empathy, but we'll be talking about something else. Because not a long time ago, she has announced that she'll be running for senatorship, whichDoes that surprise us? Yes and no, because if you know her or follow her on social media, you know that she's not voiceless when it comes to politics. But her decision to actually run for this still surprised us a little. Not a whole lot, but a little. And I think she'll have the answer for us today of why and what's going to happen next. So let's go talk to her.พี่ดาวดุดดาววัฒนภกรสวัสดีครับ
สวัสดีค่ะ
It's been such a long time พี่ดาว
Yeah, very
How have
long
you
time.
been?
I've been great, ups and downs as usual, but
yeah. Life's like this. Ups and downs.
Right. Yeah. How are you?
I'm pretty good. A little sleepy because I didn't have enough sleep last night, but I had like 2 coffees today, so I hope that helps.
Yeah, helping. You look okay and great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for coming.Yeah, it's been a while since we last talked, especially on the show or even in real life.
Yeah.
It's been so long. And the thing is, first question, obviously, is that why what I assumed earlier that you want to be the change you want to see in the world, like just like Gandhi once said, and you want to be a part of the solution, not the problem. Is that why you decided to run for senatorship?
Yes, I want to be a part of it, a part of something that I haven't thought of this before, but at some point, I think at this time, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Okay, so it's not that hard of a decision to make for you.
I made a decision in a very quick time, like 10 seconds after I heard about what's going on. And my friends told me about, hey, Dudal,There's a chance for anyone who is above 40 to be a senator. And you as well fit the criteria. And then I was thinking, and I was like articulating everything in my head. And I said, yeah, why not? I think I'm into it. And that's it.
So let's talk about the role of the senators. So what are they here for? What are the main purpose of the senators?
That's the power of the senator as well to like to consider the constitutional amendment proposal. The senator can like really consider that as well, and can scrutinize the laws that passed by the House of Representatives, and can also provide some check and balance like to other branches.Of the government, so there's some kind of power of the senator to like, to me to make it simple, like to balance and check the work of the lower house, and to ask some question and put on some debate and, yeah, so to clarify something before it's passed through and everything.
So I've heard about applying to a certain professional group.Is a thing also. You cannot just, okay, I'm going to apply, I want to be a candidate, and choose me. But you have to know first that in which group you would apply yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Like for me, I apply for a group of artists.
But actually you do so many things. Do
like
you?
Mental health as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you could have, right? You could have applied for the like
health profession, right? Yeah, you're right. For the for example, for me, I have to really think about which profession that I should like go for, yeah. Because I can only choose like one. But I think in a group of like health profession, there's so various like professional people joining in, and they're like so expert. But I'm from a theater background, and I could see like theater people, like there's only few people like joining in.
I see.
Maybe I want to be a voice for that.
Yeah, maybe this group of profession needs like more representation, and you could be one of the guys.
I could be one of the guys. Yeah. Why not again?
Yeah, why not? I like how you like frame the question. It's not why, but why not?
Yeah, I know. It's so simple for me. I don't have any like super like fantastic answer for you why, but this is the only reason why. Why not? If I have a chance, if I fit the criteria, if I want to have a power, I want to exercise my right. I want to do it.
So talking about politics, of course, it could be things that like bond people together or like separate them totally, like breaking the relationships as well. Because we heard of that all the times, or maybe we know that too well because it actually happened to us, to you and your best friend, to you and your family members. Yeah, we love each other. We know each other for so long. And then one day when we talk about politics and we know that our standing points are different. So it could be something super like polarized in the society right now. And I'm sure you mentioned your patients or people you're treating in the session as a psychotherapist before, that they kind of go through all this problem, like relationship problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do we be more empathetic when it comes to relationship and politics?
Well, I still do believe like the power of empathy that helps us to understand others. But also, when you exercise empathy, you must have a very clear boundary. Like you must know that, okay, this is your standpoint, this is your reason. It's supposed to be within your own boundary. But other people, they have like their own boundary that we have to respect all the materials within those like boundaries as well. So if you bear that in mind, you just be able to sit next to anybody who could have such a like super like opposite side of your thoughts without feeling hurt or attacked, if you're not like intentionally attacking one another, which most of the people would do that. I don't know why when people talk about something like political issue or social opinions, like, and they're like, they fight it like different.
And things get heated up also.
Yeah, heated up.
And it turns into a fight even.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. What heated it up? There must be some kind of desire to change another person's idea or to win another person's idea. Or you feel a little bit like intimidated and you are not aware of that and you project a weakness and you're trying to like undermine another person's standpoint at some point and become a small little war between relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that is unnecessary. You should do that when it comes to a debate. You should do that when you want to exchange idea, and that would lead to somewhere better where we could develop something. But within a close relationship like family, friends, lovers, colleagues sometimes, why do we need to like attack another person's standpoint? Imagine with me, like visualize the word standpoint. Standpoint where we like stand on, and that makes us like secure. And you're trying to like attack other people's standpoint.
Just push them down.
Why would you do that to your teammate? Why would you do that to your partner and your family member?
I think maybe it's because we're close and we love them and we wish them well, we wish that they can see the same thing as you do because you believe that what you see or do or believe in is right.
Once again, I would say you can wish them well, of course, if you love someone, but you must respect people's boundary. You can wish, you can have super goodwill, good intention in your mind. You can even communicate that, but another person might not have to take it into consideration. Yeah. It's their own will as well, like to leave it right there. And you have to like respect that, okay, they don't want that.
Yeah.
So as far as you can go like to the very end of the boundary. You cannot just like intrude or invade the boundary and to change the way they think or to change anybody's standpoints.
Yeah.
That's how empathy would work.
Yeah.
With the boundaries, with the respect to boundaries of others.
And there are a lot of unkind words that people use disguised as goodwill. Like, I don't want you to like stay stupid by believing in those people anymore. So I want to get you out and save you.
Sounds like a hero and a savior. And
I think people have a lot of those feelings, like I'm a savior and I'm going to save you because I can't stand to, you know, see someone I love be like brainwashed by someone that I don't believe in. And this suck. They're not competent. They're whatever.
Whose niece is it?
Yeah.
Whose niece is that?
You asked me this question so many times and it applied to like almost everything. Like, yeah, you have to step back and ask yourself, like, this is your need or this is other people's need?
You would love to save that person. I admire that. You like love that person so much. Well, I admire that too. But what if I'm asked, like, what is that? Another person, like, whether she or he wants to be saved or not.
Do you want to be saved by me?
Oh, they're fine. They're good. They're good. Fine.
Right.
So back off. Respect each other's boundaries. And everything would be like final there. And you said, like, I cannot bear seeing you being brainwashed. I would say, close your eyes then. Or turn another way and mind you, but mind your own matters.
Business, yeah. I know, but yeah. If it's someone else, like someone you know at work, but not so well even, compared to your family member. A family member that you grew up with, like, yeah, super close to you or someone you love, even your partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend. So that kind of gives you the right to, like, you have to say something, otherwise you're not doing your part as a family member or as a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I would say there might be a little bit of misunderstanding that you have the right. Yes, you have the right to say what you think, but you don't have the right to change the way they're thinking. But you should, as a family member, you must respect and believe that each family member can find their own way. Because we've been growing up like together. So trust them that they will get their own life. They like have freedom to think. Even though you can see that it would draw them to like somewhere not like not quite okay. But trust them, at some point they will manage themselves through anything that they choose to go through. So you have the right to say, but nobody gives you the right to cross the boundaries. Unless that person like give you permission, yeah, you can cross. And you can come and okay, tell me how I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to think. That's the only time when you can cross a boundary. But you can
with that permission.
Only with the permission.
How about flipping to the other side, if you kind of know that, okay, to each their own. If you have your opinion, I'll respect that. I have mine, so you should respect mine too. But even when we like kind of have this mindset and try to be okay with each and everybody's like right to believe in whatever they do, but people might still be attacking you, like your family member. So they try to like drag you to their side and like they're being toxic. So what do we do then?
I like when you put the word like toxic.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, good intention and goodwill can be seen as a toxic thing through another eyes. Mm. Well, you can gently and nicely manage the situation. You just go and communicate to them nicely to stop attacking you. But if you want to discuss and attack the idea, okay, let's put on the platform for communication. Let's talk about it. Okay, what's your concern? You can build up a healthy platform for communication within your family or within your relationship by setting some rules. That firstly, please do not attack one another personally. Once it happened, I know this can happen. I'll tap you like nicely to like, hey, slowly back off and focus on the topic between us. And secondly, please like, do not allow violence to happen during the conversation. And thirdly, try not to be judgmental to one another. And then let's discuss and debate as much as we can about the way you're thinking, what's your standpoint, and how I see it. And I put my concern outside myself here on the table. Talk about everything on the table without like look up and attack like one another. That would be the safest way to maintain the relationship. Because you know what? Relationship is something that make your health and life happy and peace. You shouldn't exchange it to anything. It's like super precious thing in your life. But of course, you don't have to think in the same way all the time. So make a healthy space between us to talk and exchange and maybe challenge some ideas, that's still okay.
Be civil about how you talk about stuff. I love how you stress on, like, do it on a platform, because I think a lot of people have this problem in their family because they kind of attack each other like 24/7. Like every single chance they got, they are not backing down about what they believe in or who they believe in. And it has become the only topic of conversation that they have. And that could not be healthy, right? Because we still have other part of our lives to live. So don't let it all be about politics, I would say.
I agree. We all have to practice how to like hold our fear back to us, to ourselves, and manage it ourselves. Because I know, for example, if I'm your sister and I'm super concerned about the way you're thinking and I cannot contain my own fear. So every time that I see you and every time I see like some opportunity, I would just slip it out. And I was trying to like snap and this and that so that you could feel how much I love you, how much I want you to like think about it again. But it's not healthy. So I also have to practice how to contain my own fear and realize that that fear is mine. And you still find, even so when you like talk to me, you express the way you're thinking, which is totally opposite to mine. I have to also practice my tolerance, how to tolerate, to listen to my loved one expressing about something that I also like not okay with.
Yeah.
It's about like practicing inner muscles as well.
Because after all, democracy, right? Is that you think one thing, I think one thing, and we can still coexist without killing each other. Right? Like you have your right to think one way and I have my right too.
Yeah,
so let's find a way to live peacefully, because otherwise, how can we stay together as a society? And I wish we can talk more about this senator thing, but yeah, I know that you have your concern, and I concern for you too, that we should keep it safe for you.
Thank you.
For the future. But it's nice to talk to you about politics, because I used to be someone who thinks that politics are a headache and we should stay as far away from it as we can. And we kind of know that it is not possible, because politics is in your life. And if you want to live a good life, of course, you have to like keep your eye on what's going on in the political arena and exercise your right as a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at this point, like I said, we talked on the show for so many times,
right.
And I know a lot of times you kind of told us about your favorite words and stuff, but I still have to ask you this again. At this point of your life, at this turning point that could lead you to something else and the new focus that you are having right now, do you have your new favorite word these days?
Yes, I do. And I find it so hard to choose one because I have two came up in mind.
Let's have it. Yeah.
Well, the first one for me is the word, like, it's a phrase, like, keep being skeptical.
Ah, skeptical.
Yeah, keep being skeptical. I think it's a very good starting point for me to really, like, lean forward and learn more about things around me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so curious about it. I want to know a little bit more. I want to have more data about this thing.
Mm.
So keep being skeptical is like the starting point of my learning experience.
Yeah. I kind of like it too, because I used to think that skeptical is like a negative word. Because compared to like curious, which can be seen as something super positive, right?
Right.
But skeptical is like you kind of suspect all the time that you know, things might not be right, but actually it works, especially in like these days. Like we should not trust that. Okay, like everything's like great and fine and rosy all the time. That but you have to like wonder like, is this okay?
Yes, or, of course, because there's a lot of information going on in a day, and you like. Taking a lot of information through social media. And if you're not being skeptical, you keep living. Everything is so true. Once it appears on the media, you're going to be in like big confusion. So for me, it's a positive word.
Yeah,
it's a starting point.
Especially in this age of like fake news and like misinformation like all the time. It's a good thing to be skeptical. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the other word that you...
The other one is like, everything makes sense in context. It's like, we used to like hear it a lot when people say, it doesn't really make sense. That thing doesn't make sense. So to me, as a being...
While pointing fingers at other people, right? That doesn't make sense, what you just said.
Yeah, but for me, working like my work, like I use a lot of empathy. I empathize so many people all the times for my living. I find out like sometimes something that you might find it like doesn't really make sense. If you gather more context of that person, slowly gather more context and look around of the context, look at the standpoint, where they've been like, what they've been through, what knowledge do they have, what kind of perspective they have, you come to the point where like, yeah, you're right. It makes a lot of sense to think that way because of the context around you brought you there. If you have that kind of like perspective, like, everybody makes a lot of sense in their own context. It's so peaceful to perceive the world like this.
Yeah.
So for me, this phrase like helped me a lot to like not to like judge people that quickly. Even though like the first thing you hear is so like violent is great, the word like this you might jump to start like, oh, that's not okay, why do you think violent is great? But if you like stay there, open up the conversation, ask for more context why you think violent is great, slowly and eventually you understand and you will come up with a word. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And I think this is not about endorsing whatever you hear, but it's about trying to understand or at least trying to see from other people's perspective in order to not being too like self-centered, like, okay, everything revolves around me, so what I say is right, must be right. But maybe there's another context where you like have no idea about and you have like no opinions about. Maybe in the different context, what you see as like super nonsense could make a lot of sense. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow. And yeah. and this helps you in, of course, empathizing with people in general.
Mm-hmm. 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 A lot. But even though many opinions or many perspectives I don't agree with, but it doesn't really matter, right, whether I agree with it or not. I just keep it at the back.
Mm.
But I get to know more people. I could understand another person's world.
Mm.
What's the background? I think that's the benefit of my life.
Yeah, you're doing this for you, for your own benefit.
Yeah.
Like at least you can understand people more. You can learn a thing or two from someone who has nothing in common with you at all.
Oh.
Yeah, you can still learn from them too.
Sure.
Wow.
So that's one word that will not or maybe rarely occur in my vocabulary pool.
Yeah.
Is the word common sense.
Mm.
I know so many people go against me with this.
Mm-mm-mm.
But for me, when people ask me, like, use your common sense. And I'm like, what are you trying to say? Because my common sense and your common sense may be a totally a different set of senses. So what is common sense mm-hmm. when people communicate? So for me, it's quite rare that I would use this word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like one size fits all. Like this apply to the whole universe. Mm. All right. So I'm glad every time you pay us visit at the Standard. And I'm so happy that you're here talking to us about something that could give us a lot of headache, like politics, but at the same time can still give us hopes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish for a lot of people, you included, to get their hands on the political game. Like when you're young, put it as "เล่นการเมือง," game การเมือง, or like work in politics. That sounds a lot better. Like ทำงานการเมือง. Yeah, and I totally see the merit of that, and I really appreciate and admire you for wanting to do that. Yeah. So I wish you all the best.
ขอบคุณค่ะ.
ขอบคุณ
ม
าก
ครับ. ก็ใหม่กับมันมากแต่ก็ตื่นเต้นดีค่ะขอบคุณมากที่ให้มาอยู่ตรงนี้ Thanks for having me today
แล้วเมื่อไหร่ถึงเวลาที่ whenever you can talk more about this in any aspect please come back to our show again
ได้เลยค่ะ
Thank you so much
ขอบคุณมากค่ะขอบคุณ
The Standard Podcast Eye Opening for Your Ears